All right, on this Friday morning, Proposal 1, it's a statewide proposal that I think has been a little confusing to people. We had Mark Brochu on yesterday. He is our St. Clair County Parks and Recreation Director, and he was able to shed some light on it and share his views on why this would be good, he says, for St. Clair County ultimately. There's not been a lot of opposition to the proposal. However, one group is standing in opposition, and that is the Sierra Club. Joining us right now, Forest Policy Specialist with the Sierra Club, Marvin Roberson. Marvin, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Just kind of explain what this proposal would do and why you're opposed to it.
Sure. The Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund was created through the, frankly, visionary recognition that when we sell oil and gas, we're selling a non-renewable finite resource that'll come to an end. It's not something that we can just continue to create. We don't make more oil and gas. And consequently, using it to plug budgetary holes that are recurring doesn't make much sense. So the founders of, or the framers of this fund decided to put it into non-renewable resources, namely stuff that there isn't going to be any more of, like purchasing land. A small amount of it, up to 25% of the revenues, can be used for operations and maintenance, you know, repaving parking lots, boat launches, et cetera. And what this amendment would do is change that from a maximum of 25% going towards ongoing expenses and make it a minimum. So it has to be at least 25%. And it would essentially be shifting the emphasis somewhat away from land protection and purchase for the people of the state of Michigan and putting it towards ongoing, ever-increasing expenses that is simply a bad idea as far as we're concerned.
Well, yeah, tell us a little bit about more about what your fear is if this is carried out and allowed to go forth. What, give us kind of your worst-case scenario here.
Well, I mean, worst case is that we could be using most of the fund, up to 75% of it, for operations and maintenance. And again, using a finite resource funding source that will end for a permanent ongoing set of increasing funding needs like operations and maintenance is not a good idea. Another problem that we see with this is that right now the Department of Natural Resources makes decision on where to sell oil and gas based upon accessibility and the environment and the recreational use, et cetera. Once we start using significant portions of that income for ongoing operational funding needs, then we're going to have pressure to develop oil and gas based upon the need for the money as opposed to whether or not it's a good idea. We think that's not an appropriate way to make decisions for that.
If this does go down to defeat, I mean, the fund will still stay intact. It will basically, everything will continue on the way that it has, correct?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we have concerns about is the fact that it works great right now. You know, I was just up in the Keweenaw Peninsula. The entire end of the Keweenaw Peninsula was purchased with Natural Resources Trust Fund money. That's 15 miles or so of Lake Superior shoreline, the mouth of the Gratiot River. It's working terrific. There's nothing broken that we need to change the Constitution to fix.
It's interesting, the legislature, and correct me if I'm wrong, couldn't the legislature have decided on this, or does this have to go before voters based on the state constitution?
As a constitutional amendment, it has to go towards the state voters. It's the legislature put it on the ballot. They voted to put it on the ballot to allow the residents of the state of Michigan to make a decision on this, and we're simply urging those residents to keep the fund the way it is right now. It's one of the most popular, effective, best programs in the history of the state of Michigan for natural resource protection, and we urge to keep it the way it is, which is a no vote.
All right.
I would note also that the Free Press this morning, Detroit Free Press, just came out with an editorial endorsement of the no vote.
All right. This is one of those issues that, like I said, I think a lot of people are looking at it and kind of scratching their heads trying to figure out exactly what Proposal 1 means. I'm glad that you were able to shed some light on it and share your views. We appreciate your time very much.
Well, thank you. And there's no question that the ballot language itself is pretty confusing. So I'm not surprised folks are having a difficult time figuring out what it means.
And by the way, as people are doing the research, do you have like a position statement or something where people can connect with the Sierra Club and read a little more extensively about your position on this?
Yes, it's on the Sierra Club Michigan webpage.
We will direct people to go there. Thanks a lot. We appreciate your time this morning, Marvin.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.